Ignite Your Purpose, episode 177. We are back again. Each and every day we turn up and we put the work in to bring you a show, something of interest, hopefully something of value, something that you can maybe take away and implement into your life, see if it works, see if it doesn't. We just throw these ideas in the air and you catch the ones that suit you. So Max is going to tell you who we are, what we're about, and hopefully introduce a subject for today. Hopefully we can talk about it, and then I'll work out what I'm going to contribute to the conversation, or this could be really short for change. So Max, over to you, my friend.
You see the struggles I deal with, people? Everything's put on the shoulders of this behemoth beast over here. Beautiful people, we are Ignite Your Purpose. We are not a quick fix. So if you want a quick fix, if you want a pill, probably this is not your cup of tea. John and I have been in this game for a hot minute, coming from negative to positive. But again, who we are is Ignite Your Purpose. We talk longevity through a healthy lifestyle. Right there, we talk longevity through a healthy lifestyle. It's a mix of the mental, physical, and spiritual knowledge. That's a huge thing to understand right there. And it's the mind, the body, the soul. That's the trifecta, from negative to positive every day. And all we are doing is simply trying to be a little bit better than we were yesterday. And that's it. On that note, John and I wanted to talk somewhat esoteric, somewhat of, it'll be all over the map because this conversation will have a lot of feels because we're going into the rabbit hole of the Matrix. But John's been... All of us on this planet obviously are going through some massive changes. That is obvious. If you are not stuck under a rock watching 14 hours of Netflix every day, you would know there's tons of stuff going on, from fires to crazy retarded wars. Maybe I shouldn't have said that, but from wars to fires to earth changes to consciousness levels. Us as humans are going through a shift. I definitely know John's going through a shift. I know I'm going through a shift. Ignite Your Purpose is growing. And we want to talk a little bit about the process on the physical plane of how we're putting in work and how that's making the process grow. And also something John and I are very aware of and just, I don't want to say getting good at, but just diving into the practice would be that visualization and manifestation of the subconscious mind, people. The other levels of consciousness, not just we think it and it's, you know, we're going to sit on the couch and we think about it and it's going to happen. Okay. Then we put in the work that's still physical. We're talking the metaphysical. John, I've rambled as I always do, but of course it was perfect. How do you feel? Tell us what you're going through, how you're working on yourself and how that relates to Ignite Your Purpose and what the people who are listening can also vibe with.
Max, that was a pretty freaking amazing introduction. And, the first thing I would like to say is tomorrow I get a haircut. I'm feeling quite disheveled and scruffy, so we'll be lifted to a whole new level tomorrow. And to put a bit of context into why we've ended up on this topic, so I think 2 days ago now we spoke about the California, Southern California fires in Malibu, neck of the woods, and how some people that we follow have been evacuated with the potential to lose everything, and that's like a major reset in one's life. And I'm not saying that they were cool with that, but they went, it's part of the process. Yesterday we then spoke about remembrance and how we typically we think about the fallen and the servicemen, and I brought it a bit closer to home. I don't know where this came from, but I thought about the sacrifices that my mum made when we were very young, and that was a pretty big day for me. Actually, there's a lot of clearing out there, and then today I've seen another post about California. There's a, what would we call him? We'd call him an adventurer, a plantsman, a superfood hunter called Darren Olean. He'd been away searching for all manner of wonderful healing plant products, and he's lost everything. His whole house has been burned to the ground. And the words he said were one of the biggest reset buttons of my life. And we pick ourselves up and move on. One of the biggest reset buttons of my life.
I mean, right there, John, we could get into trust. We could get into flowing with what reality is giving us. We could get a talk about fighting upstream, being pissed off, trying to rebuild the house, all these things. You know, there's so many roads to go. I know you're going to keep talking, but I just want to say, just in his statement is so much potential. If we choose to look at it like that.
Opportunity. He's seeing opportunity to be a...
Yeah, just and it's far from easy. Don't get me twisted. You've lost everything. I mean, that's not easy, man. I'm not saying that it's just we're looking at the opportunistic side of it, because we can all sit there on our soapbox and preach about it, not knowing, but it would be devastating. But there is also opportunity. Yeah. Sorry, John,
and, how we would operate if that was to happen to us, I can't say. We all like to think we're living in a one-bedroom shack up the mountains, meditating all day, but that's not reality. But and of course, that's just a snapshot. But I've listened to the guy speak a lot. His heart and his soul is in the land and of creating this community and sharing. And that just popped out. But this all ties into consciousness and not just rolling through life day after day after day, living the same life. And I've had a number of major shifts this year. And I think when you become awakened or self-aware, you just question aspects of your life that enable you then to make different choices. Max, I had something to say. It's fallen out of my head. So I'm going to leave it to you to talk me back around to it.
Well, what I was going to say with where you were going right now is, why don't you talk about the house you live in, actually?
Okay.
Right? Because that ties in perfectly to the statement you just laid down.
Okay. Well, we've had the house in the market for a while, and we plan to leave. For a number of reasons. The house is too big for us. We rattle around it. Beautiful home. We love living here, but it's time to move on. We want a garden so we can go grow our own foods. And, there's a couple of other reasons. And then yesterday we decided that we're going to stay. We sat down and we looked at the financial reasons for staying and going, and we came up with an answer there. Well, we want to go because we want to grow our own veggies and have a smaller house, and so we can wrap it up and leave if we need to go somewhere. And we decided that we're going to stay there. And then there were some other reasons. And it's interesting because only once we decided to stay and we decided to buy our own house and to make it, well, if we were going to buy this house, what would we do and what would we change? We'd decorate this room, or we'd fix these windows to make it warmer in the winter because it is an ice box. But we almost kind of welcomed ourselves back into the house, because the moment we decided to leave, Emma's from a military family. I was in the military. Right, as soon as you're getting posted to Garmisch, or you're getting posted to wherever it is, before you've even left where you are, you're there. You're thinking, right, when I arrive in Germany, I need to get my car registered. I need to do all of these things. And you kind of... we'd stopped living in the house. We were just kind of existing, floating in and floating out. And I hadn't realized that. I had not realized we'd already left this place. And so it's really kind of a surprise. And, it's almost, it's not a fresh start in the typical way we'd say a fresh start, but it's right. Well, look at all these opportunities that we've now created by deciding to stay. So, that's basically what we're doing here.
Could I ask you a question? Is there on a, I don't want to say deeper, higher, however we look at it, do you think now, well, maybe there is a reason it didn't sell? You know, maybe I'm meant to be here. Maybe we're meant to do this because, and this is where John and I talk about, even for Ignite Your Purpose, on the ant level, we don't see. But if we're looking at it at a hawk, maybe there's a bigger picture for John and his wife, man. Maybe in X amount of years, they need, we don't know, but I'm just saying, do you see that maybe the reality in front of you is, okay, it didn't sell. Cool. Let's make it our own. Let's rock and roll with it. Or we could continue to fight upstream and, okay, maybe we could adjust the price a little. Maybe we could redecorate this room, put it back up for sale. There's so many things that we could try, but are you just accepting what is and being cool, this is meant to be?
I think there are other reasons, and without wanting to, you know, put our whole lives out on the internet.
Because of course, of course.
Although I'm more than happy to do that. Emma's a little bit more private than I. It's, you know, we in the house, we've when you go to move house, and I've heard my parents talk about this recently, my brother, well, what about when Aunt Julie comes to stay or Mum and Dad come to stay, and we buy and purchase a new house based upon 1 or 2 weeks a year where we might have guests, not necessarily how you want to spend your time in that house. I think we've lost track. And the beauty of having this whole floor at the top of the house that we don't often go to is we can have guests and they can wander up there and have their own space and do their own thing. I'm doing a lot more coaching now, and we get a lot of people to the house, and they come and stay at the house. They can have a weekend at the house. And we teach and educate and have conversations, and we can do that without having to empty wardrobes or move beds around, or it just makes it easier to facilitate these kind of conversations. I wouldn't say it's every weekend there's somebody around the house because it's the best vegan restaurant on the Isle of Man here, but I'd say twice a month we've got guests around here. And it's nice. It is nice to have that space, I think. So,
yeah. Just because you tweaked a memory for me, I was speaking with this lady, and she, first off, and it just shows you we're talking somewhat about being asleep and awake, all right? And you talked about when you have a room for a guest, right? Now, this lady, they had money to begin with, but she was getting on to me about why I'm not having kids, first off, right? And she said, well, what are you going to do when you're my age? And I'm going to say she was in her 60s, maybe, right? What are you going to do when you're my age? And right there, that set me into this whole train of thought of, wow, that's a unique question. Where's this lady's brain coming from? So I entertained it for a little bit. And then she told me, she said, come check out the plans for our new house that they're building beside the house they already have, right? Yeah. And I said, oh, wow, this is massive. What are you doing? She's like, well, we have a daughter that lives in Australia, and she's going to have kids probably within the next so many years. So she had this house planned out for kids and grandkids that didn't even exist. And for me, I just thought that was absolutely crazy. You're talking spending of millions and millions of dollars to host a person that might or might not come here because they live so far away for a week or two. And I just, one of those things where you go, you know, wow, awake or asleep, maybe she's more awake than me, maybe she's more asleep than me, but I just found that was quite a unique way to think. I was like, I just want to take care of me and mine, and I just need a little thing. But anyway, John, you sparked that memory up for me.
Well, that's interesting because every now and again people say, oh, you've got no kids. Who's going to look after you when you're old?
Are we kind of unique way of thinking, right?
Scratching our heads, well, is that the only reason to have your kids? So there's somebody to take care of you when you're old? Have you ever been asked that? Oh, Max has disappeared again. This internet is it's challenging. Oh, he's back. You back? No? Can you hear me, mate? Well, on that note, I think we're gonna wrap up the show. It has been a bit random and subjectless, but I hope we'll pull a couple of corkers out of it to share on the other various platforms. So from myself, thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. And we will see you on the next episode of the Ignite Your Purpose podcast. Take care. Thanks. Bye-bye.